Well, this is Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. On the phone with me from Jackson, Mississippi, is the governor of the Magnolia State, Phil Bryant. Just learned, Phil, that Mississippi Religious Freedom Law, that's not technically what it's called, I think, that you were behind, and Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves and House Speaker Philip Gunn, all three of you guys were behind this bill, stood up in the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, right?
It did, Tim, and we always believed that it would. In fact, the court vacated a lower court ruling that had stayed the bill, in essence had kept the bill from becoming law for nearly a year now. And so the stay has been removed. The court unanimous, and the Fifth Circuit Court in a unanimous ruling basically did away with the lawsuit because they said the plaintiffs had no standing. No one had been harmed by this bill or could show any discrimination that caused them harm. And so they had, in essence, what's called standing in the legal world, no standing at all. They vacated the lawsuit. And so the bill will go into effect. We will deny the authority of local government to impress their beliefs upon people of faith. That's what this entire law said from the very beginning, that a local or political subdivision, like a city or a county, could not say, we're going to punish you if you don't follow the rules that we established regarding your own business and ignoring your deeply held religious beliefs. So this had nothing to do with the Discriminatory Act. It had nothing to do with any harm that had been done or the planning said could be done in the future. And the court said it's impossible for us to determine what future events might take place. So they vacated it, and the bill will, the law will go into effect now.
Well, Phil, Governor Bryant, I just want to say on behalf of our listeners to American Family Radio, thank you to you and those leaders I mentioned earlier and the legislature for passing this law. And as you say, it's going into effect. It's been found constitutional. It's been found that it doesn't harm anybody, I guess you could say. And so it'll go into effect. And this is good news. We're not winning on this front much lately, the religious freedom front, so it's good that this was upheld.
This is the first victory, Tim, that I think I have heard of, of its type in the United States, and I hope it encourages others. As we said, we're not about trying to harm and discriminate against anybody, but we are for protecting the religious freedoms of individuals against overbearing government. And you see the secular government now, as I said, in many cities and other locations that are bringing to bear their secular beliefs at the expense of the religious freedoms of the people of this country, and that's not right, and we believe we can defend that position.
One other question, if you could quickly comment on, I know you have a lot of interviews on this subject today. Talk about the importance of the federal judiciary, because the president, President Obama, had 8 years of appointing his far-left judges, and now the American people have selected Donald Trump to be their president, and one of the main reasons was judges.
Absolutely. It's just critical. You know, what's happening now, the left, they can't beat us at the ballot box. The last four congressional elections just showed that. They can't beat us within the hall of the legislature. And so now they're using the courts. Barack Obama knew this very well. They're using the Justice Department and the court then to attack things that those issues and beliefs that we have as conservatives, as people, men and women of faith. And so if you have a court, for example, the judge that put a halt to this act here in Jackson from the federal bench was an appointee by Barack Obama. So naturally, he was going to have the same philosophical positions as the president had had. So these judges, not only at the Supreme Court, thank goodness we were able to get a new Supreme Court justice there, but the courts that are of the appeals court, the Fifth Circuit, for example, all of these are critically important to being able to sustain our religious freedoms. And I just think our civil liberties as defined by the Constitution.
Well, Governor Bryant, again, congratulations, and thank you so
much.
Thank you so much for your work on this.
Tim, thank you, and thank you for everything y'all do to help.